The following presentation was made available by Inspiration Express as part of the daily Kisser Shulchan Aruch calendar program. There are many more free lectures and resources available at www.kisser365.org. Today's lecture is given by Rabbi Mendy Stern.
We're in Milchuk Shabbos. We're up to Simon Ayin Tess. And Dine Maftir, the laws of Maftir. Sif Aleph. Kainim Shekairin Lamaftir, before they call up the person from Maftir to read from the Torah, Aymrim Chatzi Kaddish, and they say what we call a half of a Kaddish, which is the text of Kaddish until the word is Damiron Be'olamov Yemruonate. Ukishar Aymrim HaKaddish, and when they say this Kaddish, Yeh Sefer HaTorah Shekaru Be'ata, the Sefer Torah, the Torah scroll that they have just recently read from, began Sefer HaTorah Shekaru Be'Maftir, and also the Sefer Torah that they are going to read from the Maftir, they should both be Shnehem al Shulchan, both of them on the bima, on the table that you're reading from. It means in a case where they have to take out two Sefer Torah, for example, on Yom Tov, where the regular reading is from one place in the Chumash, and the Maftir is supposed to read a different portion of the Chumash, they have two Sefer Torah. So the Kaddish is supposed to be after they finish the requisite number of people that have to be called up on Shabbos 7, on Yom Kippur 6, on a regular Yom Tov 5, and one says Kaddish, that's between the regular reading and the reading from after, and again, if there are two Sefer Torah, they should both be on the Bima on the Shulchan at that time. Will be Yom Shi Shlosha Sefer Torah, in a day where there are three Sefer Torah, either when Rosh Chodesh Teves falls out on Shabbos, so you need one Sefer Torah for the regular reading, one for Chanukah, and one for Rosh Chodesh. Or when Rosh Chodesh Adar or Rosh Chodesh Nisan falls out on Shabbos, you need three Sefer Torah, one for the regular Torah reading, one for the Rosh Chodesh reading, and one for either Parshas Shkolim or Parshas Achodesh. So in those cases, Ein Tzrichin L'Haniach Kamas Rishon, you don't have to place on the bima, on the table, also the first Sefer, because in those cases, the first two Svarim, the first two Sefer Torah, are the regular reading. You read the regular week's Parsha from the first Sefer, and then you read the portion for Rosh Chodesh in the second Sefer, and that ends, that completes the seven Aliyahs that one has to have for a regular Shabbos. And at that point, one says Kaddish. So one already has the second Sefer Torah on the Bima. One takes the third Sefer Torah, they're going to read Maftir and puts it down on the Bima also and says Kaddish with those two Svarim. You don't have to bring back the first Sefer to put on the Bima also. Siv base. HaMaftir, and lo yaschu lebrachas haftar, the one who is about to recite the Maftir, after he's finished his Aliyah, he's finished reading from the Torah, and they already lifted up the Sefer Torah, and they're rolling the Sefer Torah and covering it, and they're doing Galila. So the Maftir is going to start reading the Haftarah. So you should not start reciting the blessings before reciting the Haftarah. So again, let's read the words inside. HaMaftir lo yaschu lebrachas haftar, the one who's going to recite the Maftir should not start saying the blessings before reciting the Haftarah. Until after the person who was rolling up the Sefer Torah has finished covering, he's wrapped the Sefer Torah with its covering, we call the mantle, he has completely covered the Sefer Torah. Even though the Mishnah Berurah brings this dissenting opinion, are those who say that as long as the person who's rolling up the Sefer has finished rolling the Sefer Torah, so the words of the Sefer Torah are no longer exposed. And then the Maftir can start. The Kitzur is telling us, like the other opinion brought in the Mishnah Berurah, that one should really wait until the Golem has completely finished, and that's in order to give the person who has Galila, who is rolling up and covering the Sefer Torah, an opportunity to hear the Haftarah. Because if you start the blessings while you're still in the middle, it's hard for him to concentrate. He will not be able to hear properly and concentrate properly on the blessings or on the words of the Haftarah. Sif Gimel. The bracha v'shayna, the first blessing before reciting the Haftarah, After the words "Ha'ne'amarim be'emes," they're said in truth. Ein einin amin. The congregation are not supposed to respond amin. Amin until the end of the blessing. Shemitzayim v'tzedek. It ends off with the word v'tzedek. Even though right after the words "Ha'ne'amarim be'emes," it starts off again with the words "Baruch Ata," and it sounds as if that is the beginning of a second blessing. It's not so. Rather, it's all one big blessing. It's all one big blessing. And therefore, one is not supposed to recite amen in the middle of the blessing. You should wait till the end of the bracha. When he finishes the word, Vatzadek, and that's the end of the bracha, and say amen there. So too, the first blessing, the first bracha of the four brachas that are said after he has finished saying after you. The congregation is not supposed to respond amen after the words "Emes v'tzedek," even though in some siddurim there's a paragraph break before the next words, and therefore it almost sounds as if looks as if there are two separate blessings. And one ends with the words "Emes v'tzedek," and one starts with the words "Ne'aman ata." However, it's not so. The next words, starting with the phrase the brachas are also connected or related to this blessing, and it's all one big blessing, and one should wait until the end before saying amen. Because there are those who mistakenly answer amen in these places, therefore, it's preferable, it's a good idea that the person who's saying them after and reciting these brachas, saying these blessings, should not pause at all at those spots. He should run the words into each other almost. Continue straight and without a pause. In order that people should realize and they should know that the end of the bracha is not there. Otherwise the reader would have paused. And he shouldn't pause until after he finishes the bracha. And then everybody should respond amen. Sift out. Also, it's forbidden to speak at the time that the maftir is reading the after. Everyone is supposed to be paying attention and listening to the words of the after. Sifhe. Ikra hadin, the letter of the law is, the basic halacha is, shezesh olam maftir, hu bilvad yom after. He alone should say the words of the after. Not that he should say the words by himself and everyone should be quiet completely, but rather, he should be the only one to say it out loud, and the rest of the congregation should say the words also, but they should say the words quietly. Meaning, I'm just telling us really two points over here. First of all, not only the reader is supposed to say the words of the Haftarah, everybody is supposed to say the words of the Haftarah. And the Shabur brings, this is only true when the Haftarah is not being read from parchment, rather it's being read from a chumash, from a printed sefer. But if it's being read from a full navi, meaning the navi was written as a Torah scroll, that it's written on parchment, the entire book of that navi of that prophet is written in a scroll as it is written in the Torah. In such a case, the reader just reads and everybody is quiet completely, and we fulfill our obligation by listening to the reader, similar to the way we all fulfill our obligation by listening to the Baal Kari, to the reader, when he reads the Torah. However, in a case where the one saying after is reading from a Chumash or from a complete book of Tanakh, of all the Nevi'im and Miksuvim, but it's not from a parchment, so in that case, everybody is supposed to read the words inside, but they should not read it out loud, because everybody has to be able to hear the reader. The one who said the blessing is supposed to be saying it out loud for everybody. That's why saying the blessing is to read it for the congregation. So even though we should also read it ourselves quietly, we should also be able to hear the words of the reader. It was customary in some places that the congregation reads it out loud together with the person saying the maftir. Ein ze rak machmas chesron yedia is only because of a lack of knowledge. It's a mistake. V'nachum levatal amidig, and it's proper to nullify this custom, and people should be careful to read it quietly. And this is the custom in many, many places. There are, however, some who still have the custom to read it out loud, and there are Peskim who explain, they try to give a legal rationale for that custom, but in the place that they do not have, it's not their official custom, one should follow the ruling of the Kesef Shulchan Aruch, which is also the ruling of the Mishnah Berurah, and the congregation should make sure to be quiet and say the Haftarah quietly along with the reader. Preferably, they should say it word by word with the reader, so they should also pay attention to what the reader is saying. And everyone should be able to hear as well as be saying it themselves. Continues the Kitzur, V'gam Yesh'ais and Shos V'amiras Haftarah. Those people who take a long time, they say the Haftarah slowly. Af achash esayim ha-maftir haftarah, even after the reader, one who's reading the maftir, has finished the haftarah, v'hischu al-brachas, and has started to say the brachas, the blessings afterwards, ein reitzim lahafsik me'amiras haftarah, they don't want to finish, they don't want to stop, take a break from their own personal saying of the haftarah, and therefore they continue even in a loud voice. They're not acting properly. Because if they are speaking in a loud voice, they're saying the haftarah, continuing to finish the haftarah in a loud voice. They themselves don't hear the words of the reader at the beginning of the blessings of the maftir. And not only they themselves don't hear it, and sometimes they cause to other people who are close by, who are nearby them, and they also don't hear, and they're preventing other people from doing the right thing and listening to the blessings of the reader. Even if they lower their voice a little bit, at the beginning of the blessings, as soon as the reader starts the brachas, they continue saying the haftarah very quietly, and they don't disturb anybody else. Still, they themselves can't hear the blessings. It's very hard to listen to something else while you're reading the haftarah. And therefore, yesh l'neg, the proper custom should be kimiyad sheyishma shemaftir sayim maftir. But if a person is reading the maftir slowly, and he wasn't able to keep up with the reader, as soon as the reader who is reading the maftir finishes the maftir, umaskal brachos, they start saying the blessings. Afal pi shehu adayim loisayim, even though the individual in the congregation who did not yet finish the maftir, yemasun b'shtika, you should wait quietly at Shiyasayim HaMaftir HaBrachas until the Maftir finishes saying the blessings, you answer Amen to all the blessings. V'yachakach Yisayim Hu HaMiras HaFtar, and then afterwards you, who have not yet finished reading the Haftar, should finish off the words of the Haftar. Additional point, says the Kitzur, that the reader who is reading out loud for the congregation, you should be cognizant of this issue. And V'gam HaMaftir Yehazar, and also the Maftir, meaning the reader who is saying the Haftar out loud, you should be careful. You shouldn't start the saying of the blessings until the loud voice of the congregation has died down, meaning the buzz of everybody reading the Haftarah themselves has died down, and then he can start the blessings. He knows everybody is listening. But if he read it quickly and everybody is still reading and he hears there's a hum or a buzz of the noise of the congregation still reading the Haftarah, for him to start the blessings now is not really proper, because they're not going to be able to really hear his blessings. Even if they stop, he's going to cause everybody to have to interrupt in the middle. He should rather wait until they're finished, and then he should continue to read the haftar. Continue to say the blessings on the haftar. Sifavot b'Shabbos and Shabbos sh'tei parashiyos mechubarim. Any week where we read two parashiyos, we call a double parasha. Maftirin b'haftarah shel parasha shniyah. So now when there are two parashas that are read, so we have a question, which haftarah do we say? Each of the parashas has its own individual haftarah. So the general rule is that you always read the haftarah of the second week. With that, except b'achari of Kedoshim, by the two parashas of Achari, Mais, and Kedoshim, kishahim mechubarim, when they are connected, sh'oz maftirin hamloikiv nekushim, the haftarah that's read is the haftarah starting with the words hamloikiv nekushim, which is the haftarah of parashas Achari, Mais, which is the first of the two parashas. And not only that, but the Mr. Brewer brings down that if Achari Mais fell out in Rosh Chodesh, the Shabbos of Parshas Achari Mais fell out in Rosh Chodesh, in which case they read the Haftarah of Hashemayim Kisi, as we're going to see later on in the Kitzur Shulchan Aruch, and we did not read the Haftarah of Hamalkiv Nekushim, Then the next week of Parshas Kedoshim, even though the two Parshas are separate, we skip the Haftarah of Parshas Kedoshim, we read the Haftarah of Achrimos. This is because the Haftarah of Kedoshim is a very harsh prophecy against the Jews, and we try not to read it if we don't have to. Continues the Kitzur Shulchan Aruch. Mitzvahs Chumashim and Slav Chumashim Nirsham with Parshas Vayishlach, it is marked off in the Chumash that the Haftarah, that for Parshas Vayishlach, Haftarah Vayivach Yaakov, that the Haftarah should be starting with the words Vayivach Yaakov. Who taught us? That is a mistake. The Haftarah Zu Shaykh and Parshas Vayitzeh, that Haftarah starting with the words Vayivach Yaakov is belongs to Parshas Vayitzeh, which the beginning of the Parshah talks about how Yaakov indeed and left his father's house running away from his brother Esav. The Haftarah is Vayishlach, and the Haftarah for Parshas Vayishlach, he Chazay Nevadya, is the entire Sefer of Vayvadya, which starts Chazay Nevadya. And that is the general custom among Ashkenazim, although there are other, there are indeed other customs. Sif Zayin. Rosh Chodesh Vecham Lias V'Shabbos. Any Shabbos that Rosh Chodesh falls on that Shabbos, Maftira Shemayim Kisi, the Haftarah of the regular Haftarah of the week, is replaced with the Haftarah starting with the words Hashemayim Kisi, which is the end of Sefer Yeshaya, end of the prophet Yeshaya. In Tav, the Kara Haftarah shall pass the Shavua, but if the reader made a mistake and he read that regular Haftarah of that week, in Madayim Le'omra Abrachas Achorin, if he has not yet finished the after Brachas, the Brachas said after the Haftarah, Yomer Gam Hashemayim Kisi, she should also say the Haftarah of Hashemayim Kisi, Ve'evarech Achakach, and then say the blessings after he finishes the proper Haftarah of Hashemayim Kisi. Ve'emoyin Nizkar Ad La'achar Abrachas, if he did not remember that he read the wrong Haftarah until after he finished all the Brachas, Yomer Hashemayim Kisi, Ve'evarech, he should still say the correct Haftarah, the one he was supposed to have said, the Haftarah for Rosh Chodesh, which is Hashemayim Kisi, but he should not say the blessings again. He should just read it without the blessings. If Rosh Chodesh falls out on a Sunday, then we say the Haftarah, which towards the beginning of the Haftarah, first couple of words, within the first few words, and has the words Machar Chodesh, tomorrow is Rosh Chodesh, and that is the Haftarah that is read when the next day, when tomorrow is Rosh Chodesh, meaning Sunday. And if the reader made a mistake and read the regular weekly Haftarah, then the rule is, as we said before, by Shabbos, which is itself Rosh Chodesh, if he remembers before he said the blessings afterwards, you should right then and there say the correct Haftarah of Machar Chodesh. If you remember it after he finished all the blessings, then he should still say the Haftarah of Machar Chodesh, however, without reciting the blessings again. What happens if Rosh Chodesh is both Shabbos and Sunday? So it seems we have a conflict. Should we read the Haftarah for Shabbos Rosh Chodesh, which is Hashemayim Kisi, or should we read the Haftarah of Machar Chodesh, because Sunday is Rosh Chodesh? So the rule is, Maftira Hashemayim Kisi, you read the Haftarah for Shabbos, which is Rosh Chodesh, which is Hashemayim Kisi. Sifches. B'Shabbos Chol HaMoed Pesach, and Shabbos during Chol HaMoed Pesach, during the intermediate days of Pesach, you don't mention the blessings of the Haftarah, any mention of Pesach. In the middle, now at the end, you treat it like a regular Shabbos. And on the same, you can finish off the last bracha, Mekadesh HaShabbos, meaning as opposed to when Shabbos falls on Yom Tov. Let's say the first 2 days of Pesach would be on Shabbos, or the last 2 days of Pesach would be on Shabbos. And then in the Haftarah, in the last bracha of the Haftarah, you would mention both Shabbos and Pesach, and you would finish off Mekadesh HaShabbos Yisrael V'Azmanim, just like we finish off in Kiddush, or in the middle blessing in Shemoneh Esrei. However, if it's Chol HaMoed Pesach, since it's not a Yom Tov, it's not one of the Yom Tov days of Pesach, so we completely ignore the fact that it's Pesach, we treat it like a regular Shabbos. Avo b'Chol HaMoed Sukkos, but on Chol HaMoed Sukkos, which the days of Chol HaMoed Sukkos are treated a little bit more like a Yom Tov. As he sends parentheses, Kev and Shevim Halal Shalim, because in Chol HaMoed Sukkos we say the complete Halal. The Gam Chol of the Karbonos as well, in the time of the Beis HaMikdash in the temple, every day of Sukkos, the carbon musaf, extra carbon that was brought for Sukkos, was a little bit different than the preceding day, as opposed to Pesach. Every single day after the first day was the same. So their form, as I say, every single day was the same, including the first day. All the days are the same. So Mazkirin, so therefore in Sukkot, it's more of a Yom Tov. Even Chol Moed is more, a little bit more of a Yom Tov. And Mazkirin can be Yom Tov, so we mention on during the Haftarah of Chol Moed, just like we mentioned on Yom Tov, Shal Sukkot, Shechal V'Shabbos, like it would be of Yom Tov of Sukkot, which fell out on Shabbos, so we would mention Sukkot in the middle of the bracha, in the middle of the blessing. And at the end, we would say Mekadosh HaShabbos. Yisrael V'Azmanim, so too over here on Chol Moed, we mention Sukkot in the middle of the blessing, and we end off Mekadosh HaShabbos Yisrael V'Azmanim. Siftes. Katan She'igiyan L'chinuch, a child who has reached the age of being of chinuch, meaning he's ready to be taught, and he's able to understand, and he's ready to be taught to do the mitzvahs. He understands how to do the mitzvahs, and he's able to properly fulfill them. V'yadiyan L'chatech HaSalaisyas, he knows how to enunciate the words, the letters and the words, clearly and properly, b'tayv, well, clearly and properly. So such a child, even though he's not yet bar mitzvah, only on Maftir b'Shabbos Yom Tov, he can be called to receive the aliyah of Maftir on Shabbos and Yom Tov. Now that, besides the Pasha Zohar, Pasha's Parah, for Pasha Zohar and Pasha's Parah, Kilo Kaman, Simen Kuf Mem, that there are those who say that the reading of Pasha Zohar is an obligation, a Torah obligation, and there are even those who suggest that the reading of Pasha's Parah is a Torah obligation. And therefore, it's not proper that a child should read, receive this Aliyah and read the Maftir, get the Aliyah of the Maftir, which is a Torah obligation, and he can't help anybody fulfill their Torah obligations, even though there are those who say it's okay, because anyway, the Baal Kareh, the reader, the designated reader, is the one reading from the Torah, and the cousin's just saying, the child is just saying the blessing still. The Kitzur tells us that you should not read, you should not get the Aliyah of Parshas Zohar and Parshas Parah. As well, there are those, Mishra brings, there are those who say that it's customary that the child, a minor, should not get the Aliyah for any of the Dalet Parshas, meaning the four Parshas that are added, the four readings that are added, starting from right before Rosh Chodesh Adar, to around Rosh Chodesh Nisan, which are Parshas Shkolim. In Parshas Zohar, we read right before Purim. Parshas Parah, we read after Purim, before Rosh Chodesh Nisan. And Parshas Chodesh, also read around Rosh Chodesh Nisan, on or before Rosh Chodesh Nisan. So those, Mishpura says, the custom is not, it brings opinions that we say the custom is not to allow a child to receive the Aliyah then. No, the Kitzur Shulchan Aruch is of the opinion only Parshas Zohar and Parshas Parah, you should refrain from giving a child that Aliyah. Well, the Shabbos Shuvah, which is the Shabbos during the Aseret Yemei Shuvah, where we read the Haftarah of Shuvah Yisrael, which is reminding everybody to do Shuvah, exhorting everybody to do Shuvah, to repent, and therefore it's not appropriate that a child should be the one to exhort the congregation to repent. On the seventh day of Pesach, where the special Haftarah read the Shira, the Shira David, a special song David sang, because we read the reading of the Shira Sayam, of the song that the Jews said by the splitting of the sea, so we also read the Shira of David HaMelech, and it's special Haftarah. It's not appropriate that a katan, a minor, should read it. So Megan, the custom is, Jain katan only Maftir, the katan does not get the Aliyah of Maftir in these days. The Chaim B'Yam Aleph, the Shvuah, is also on the first day of Shvuah, Shem Haftir B'Merkava, at the Haftarah, is the portion in Yecheskel about Merkava de Yecheskel, about the literally the chariot. It's the vision that Yecheskel and Avi had of the angels in heaven. That very deep and lofty concepts, and therefore it's Meg, and the custom is look right dafka Gobel Chacham. We specifically call up somebody who is a man of stature and a Talmud Chacham, a learned person, because of the stature and the importance, the specialness of the Haftarah. The Chim, the Shabbos Chazayim, so too in Shabbos Chazayim, which is the Shabbos right before Tisha B'Av, Ne'eg in Likra is after Rav Maftir, the custom is to call the Rav, the Rabbi, the congregation for Maftir, because Shabbos Chazayim, we read the Haftarah and with the tune of Eicha, it's a lamenting tone, And the custom was to call the rabbi who was able to lament properly. Sif Yud. Loi niskin akriyas avtar im brachas. Elam ha'acha shekaru batar im brachas. Klakruim. The regulation to read the Haftarah with blessings was only established after that this should be read only after the regular reading from the Torah was performed with all its proper blessings, meaning the main reading is supposed to be from the Torah, and then additionally after you read from the Torah you also read the Haftarah. However, Avol Minsa still be Sefer Torah b'Shabbos Pashut. If let's say it's a regular Shabbos, you're just reading from one Sefer Torah, when you found a still something that invalidated the Sefer Torah, Afkila b'Shvi, even if the psul was found in the seventh Aliyah, and you didn't have the full seven people saying blessings on the Torah, for Hanya Sefer Torah Ach, and there was no other Sefer Torah you could take out and continue the reading, and therefore he didn't say the blessing, the after blessing. And you have to see earlier in Nahamachas of the reading of the Torah that there are times when you actually do say an after blessing. It depends on how your psukim were read. So I want you to take a look over there, but assuming that the seventh person didn't have the chance to say the bracha achrei, didn't have the chance to say the after blessing, after his aliyah, after he was called up to read, because they found the something which invalidated the Sefer Torah, and we have no other Sefer Torah, and therefore we didn't have seven people say the proper brachas on the Torah. The chenkishim avtirim bechayvas yerim. Alternatively, even if you already had the proper amount of aliyah, the proper amount of reading, people reading from the Torah. Let's say it's on Yom Tov, you already had five people reading who read from the Torah, but the avtirah is something specific, the obligation of the day. It's not just a repetition of the last couple of verses in the Torah reading. Rather, it's, let's say, on Yom Tov, where you read a separate section which talks about that Yom Tov, that day. So I feel an insult of nasty, even if you found an absurd, something which is something to invalidate the Sefer Torah. Even in Maftir, and we don't have another Sefer Torah, there's only one Sefer Torah, they're reading from the whole reading. And now we can't. We ended up not saying the blessings after the Maftir. As I aim of Archim Brachas after, you don't say the after with its blessings. Hello, I'm going to say the Brachas, because again, since the. Now you say it without the blessings. And again, since the requirement to say the Haftarah was only if you properly read from the Torah, and here we didn't properly read from the Torah because we didn't finish all the proper Aliyahs, or we weren't able to read the Chayvas Yerim, the reading which is unique for the day, or specific for the day, therefore you don't read the Haftarah with its blessings. Now, the Shabbos Pashup in regular week, and La'achash Rekaru Zayin Kru and the Brachas, after seven people already called up to the Torah, and they already said their blessings, then afterwards, Nimsa Apsol, we found something to invalidate the Sefer Torah. Heim Bekruim Shaisifu, whether it was extra people that were called up after the seven Aliyahs, as we discussed before, in previous Siman, that one could add 8, 9, 10 more people if so desired. Heim Bemafter, whether the mistake was found during the Aliyah of the person who received the Aliyah from Maftir. Near it appears, the Yish Kriyas Haftarah Brachas, you should read the Haftarah with the Brachas. And the implication is, even though you didn't even finish the whole parasha of the Torah in the Sefer Torah, which were before you found the mistake, still, since you did have seven Aliyahs, and they did read with the blessings, you already had the official minimum amount of people reading from the Torah with the blessings, then you could still read the Haftarah with the blessings.